Saturday morning, you're listening to High School Sports Saturday right here on 104.5 The Zone, January the 15th, 2022. Moving right along. Glad you're with us. Headed out there somewhere today. Looks like a little bit of rain's coming before hopefully the big snow comes. So safe travels wherever you're going. Basketball, volleyball. I know some huge volleyball tournaments are going on this weekend. Wrestling tournaments. So appreciate you being with us. Safe travels to and from, as always. We appreciate you being with us and also with the coach afterwards. Something out there you think we need to know about, 615-737-1045. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow at Tate Matthews. That way you'll know who the guests are going to be each and every Saturday morning ahead of time. The lineup, the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Then we're going to get into our guests, talk a little wrestling for the first time this season. Damon Smith, Brentwood High head wrestling coach, will be joining us, one of our favorites when we're talking wrestling. The GP West Invitational going on right now, one of the great tournaments here in the mid-state for so many years. Then we're going to talk a little basketball. Green Hill Hawk head basketball coach Troy Allen joins us. Win number 500 last night for Coach Allen in his career. Big, big milestone and big win last night for the Hawks. And then we'll finish up with our weekly segment with Tom Kreger of the Tennessean. As always, brought to you by Warner's Athletic. All right, the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. Headed downtown, wild card, NFL wild card weekend. Got some basketball going on as well. Headed downtown, want to get something good to eat. Good atmosphere. Watch some games. You know where to go. We'll get to the corner of 3rd and Demumbrium. You'll see the six-story restaurant right there on the corner. Got a balcony on every floor. You'll know you're in the right place. Worth going just for the views alone. But when you walk in, the first floor looks like an old school diner. Got the black and white checkerboard tile, soda shop style bar top with a stunning pastry case to the right, muffins, cheesecake, lemon squares, coffee, espresso, lattes. That's the floor for you there. Second floor, sports bar themed space, double-sided wall of TVs hang over the bar. If the game is on, it's on one of those TVs. Great view on the second floor. Fourth and fifth, the stunning fine dining spaces. Looking to be served by a waiter or a waitress, traditional favorites, but also some local favorites as well on those menus. The sixth floor, the seafood floor, oysters, sushi, best oysters Rockefeller anywhere downtown, best selection of cold water oysters anywhere downtown, best view anywhere downtown. So heading down there this weekend or during the week, make the Diner Nashville your huddle point. All right, the Tennessean has released their boys and girls large and small class basketball top 10s for the first time this year, going with the large and the small like they did in football. Love that. Starting with the boys, large class, number one, Brentwood Academy. Number two, Beach. Number three, Ensworth. Number four, Cane Ridge. Number five, CPA. Number six, Lebanon. Number seven, Columbia. 8, Green Hill, 9, Clarksville, and 10, Greenbrier. That's your first large class, boys class, top 10. On the girls' large class, number one, Blackman, still undefeated. Haven't lost in over a year. Number two, Ensworth. Number three, Cookeville. 4, Page. 5, Livingston Academy. 6, Warren County. 7, White County. 8, Lebanon, 9, Brentwood Academy, and 10, Upperman. On the boys' small classification top 10, number one, East Nashville, 2, Pickett County, 3, Pearl Cone, 4, Summertown, 5, Davidson Academy, 6, Fairview, 7, Friendship Christian, 8, Good Pasture, 9, Columbia Academy, and 10, Jackson County. And on the girls' small class top 10, number one, Loretto. Number two, Webb School of Bellbuckle. 3, Summertown. 4, East Nashville. 5, Clark Range. 6, Nashville Christian School. 7, Pickett County. Number 8, Westmoreland. 9, Pearl Cone. And 10, Hampshire School. So congratulations to all of those teams. A little bit of there'll be a little bit of change in some of those after the past week, but those came out on Sunday. As usual, I think they did a great job with it, and congratulations to all those teams being named that. It'll be fun to watch how those things shuffle around a little bit in the following weeks. Top performers from last night in the mid-state. On the boys' side, Daniel Cochran of Brentwood, 23 points, leading the way for the Bruins in a 69-38 victory over Overton. Tyler Tanner, Brentwood Academy, 23 points, three of those three-pointers in a 72-65 victory over Ensworth. That's a number one over number three win last night. For the Eagles, they stay undefeated. Brandon Miller of Cane Ridge, 26 points, four of those three-pointers in a 73-28 victory over Smyrna. Theo Winters, everybody knows about Gus Davenport of Cannon County. What about my man Theo Winters last night? 26 points, six of those three-pointers in an 80-57 victory over Watertown. Grant Strong of Clay County continues to put up huge numbers, 37 points and a 62-54 victory over Gordonsville last night. Jake Dykstra of Christ Presbyterian Academy, 22 points and an 86-79 victory over Greenwood, Kentucky. That was a cool game that came about due to an opening. I saw where Greenwood put out there on Twitter. They were anybody looking for a game to DM them. Coach Maggard and the CPA Lions did that, set up the game last night. Very cool to get that one in, and a good game last night as well. Big performance by Jake Dykstra. Finally, on the boys' side, Gavin Burleson, Summertown, 32 points. Four of those were three-pointers in a 73-84 loss to Columbia Academy. On the girls' side, Sydney Ryan of Brentwood High, the Lady Bruins. She continues to put up huge numbers, 32 points, 10 rebounds, and an 82-20 victory over Overton. Talani Cambridge of Ensworth, 17 points last night, leading the way in a big 48-34 victory over Brentwood Academy. Battle of a couple of top 10 in the large girls class last night. Big win for Ensworth. Reagan Grimes continues to put up big numbers for the Ravenwood Lady Raptors. 29 points last night in a 72-61 Columbia victory over Columbia. Ansley Burleson of Summertown. They're taking care of business down there, the Burlesons in Summertown, as they usually do. 27 points, four of those were three-pointers in a 68-45 victory over Columbia Academy. Tony Davis of Rockvale, the Lady Rockets, 21 points in a 58-34 victory over Riverdale. Olivia Galloway, Nolensville, 18 points, four of those three-pointers in a 59-46 victory over Independence last night for the Lady Knights. And then A.C. Milan, finally, on the Dixon County – I mean, on the girls' side. And A.C. Milan of Dixon County, 17 points and a 50-46 victory over Hickman County last night. So those are your top performers from Friday night. Obviously, a lot of them earlier in the week as well. You can find all those at the Tennessean. Go to the sports section online. Click high school sports, and all those are listed there. They do a great job putting that stuff together, so you can see all that out there. As I mentioned, GP West Invitational Wrestling Tournament's going on today. Going to talk to Coach Damon Smith next. Looking for something to do, don't have anything to do, get over to Brentwood High and check that one out. That's always a great one. I know there's a lot of big volleyball tournaments going on today. Basketball still going on as well. So get out there and support some of these teams. These young people, they put in a lot of time. Big swim meet over at Ensworth today. Forgot about that. So if you're heading over there, but they put a lot of time in. Everybody likes to perform in front of people and, you know, crowds. So get out there and support some of these young athletes that we've got. We got a lot to be proud of in the mid-state. All right. That's the news brought to you by the Diner Nashville. We'll be right back with Coach Damon Smith, Brentwood High Wrestling, right here on High School Sports Saturday. 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Walker Chevrolet, they don't call them Chevy Central for nothing. Been in business since 1926 right here in Franklin, doing what they do best, selling new and used Chevrolets and doing it better than anybody else out there. Get off exit 65, off of I-65, get up to the red light and you'll see their beautiful facility right there. Hey, reserve your all-electric Silverado pickup truck today. They've got access to those and as many of those as anybody out there. Go ahead and reserve that to now. Reserve it now. That is a beautiful truck. If you haven't seen it, get on walkerchevrolet.com. Most importantly, they're the official sponsor of the WCS Sports Conference. With that, we've got our man, Coach Damon Smith, Brentwood High Wrestling, on the line. Coach Smith, good morning.
Hey, happy Saturday morning. Hey, can I get you to go, yee-haw?
Yee-haw!
at Brentwood High School, man, we got the GP West wrestling tournament going on yesterday and today. And for all of our champions, we have cowboy hats that we give to the first place champion in each weight class. So we're cowboying it up at Brentwood High School today.
I love it. That is big time. That is something that they will remember. Hey, that's not just another plaque to go in the flipping top shelf of the closet that you forget about and find when you're, about 26, 27 years old, reliving those glory days, right? That's something they'll always remember.
That's good, man. Certainly. We got, we're excited for wrestling, and thanks for having us on and get to share a little bit.
Yep, without a doubt. I knew you'd bring the juice. You always do. Let's talk about it, man. The GP West Invitational, I've always said this, and I think people that are from here know this. The two tournaments, there's other really good ones. That's not to take anything away from them. But when you're talking tradition and you're talking the history of wrestling in the state of Tennessee, when you're talking in the mid-state, the two tournaments that have always been, you know, kind of the gold standard is the Father Ryan Invitational, now the Johnny Drennan Memorial Invitational, and the GP West Invitational. The two tournaments, man, if you do well at either one of these or both of these, you know you got a really good chance to perform well at the state tournament, no different here. I think we had a few teams couldn't show up, right? But anywhere from 19 to 20 teams showed up, and I'm talking really good teams. There's a high level of competition going on over there right now.
Yeah, we have six of the top 10 teams in the state of Tennessee here, and then we have modern day from Evansville, Indiana, who is here, and they are a national ranked program, and they're in first place right now. But man, the competition is very stout, and that's what we want at Brentwood High School in this GP West tournament. GP West was one of our original coaches. He came over from Metro Nashville, and then he was a long time at Brentwood High School, I think around 20 years, and he continue this tournament, and he was actually here last night. It's always good to see him, but this is a traditional tournament in the state of Tennessee, and we're excited to continue it on and have all this great competition here.
Hey, you talk about modern day all the time. Well, not all the time. When you're talking about this tournament, they usually come down here and wrestle. What is it that makes them so good?
You know, wrestling's a survival sport, and you know, a blue collar versus white collar. Not saying white collar can't be tough, but blue collar a lot of times is tough. And that's why, like, I was talking with the Bradley Central coach last night. It's just sometimes those small towns where you struggle to survive and to have a little bread on the table makes you a little bit tougher, and you learn to survive. And I think that's what creates tough wrestlers. And then the mental game of it and just the hard work ethic. Wrestling teaches us so much about discipline in your life, because you got to keep your weight, you know, down and keep it maintained throughout a season and stay injury free. And then there's a mental game because the season is long. It's survival is what makes good, tough wrestlers.
Hey, then we're going to move on, talk about your guys and some of the other local guys here. But they've got 170-pounder Brody Bauman, who's ranked number 16 in the country. Have you been able to watch him wrestle yesterday? He's headed to Purdue. This guy's a dude, huh?
He's a dude. We saw him on the mat a couple of times. He wasn't out there too long. He pinned his guys pretty quick. But we our 170-pounder Wyatt Gibbs is in the semifinals on the opposite side of the bracket. He's got a kid from Clarksville this morning who's real tough, ranked number two in the state. And then if we can beat him, we will see Brody Bauman in the finals, which I'm excited for. I want to see how we can do against him. And I always tell my kids, if you want to be somebody, you got to beat somebody. And so this is our opportunity to get our name out there. We're going to see how well we can do against him if we get that match.
What did Ric Flair used to say?
Yeah, you put me on the spot there. But
to be the man, you got to beat the man.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, you mentioned modern days in first place. You've got three guys in the semis today. Clark Vaughn at 145 pounds. Wyatt Gibbs, 170 pounds. And Noah Dixon at heavyweight. How many of those do you think you have to get in the final to have a chance to be top two or three in this tournament? Have you looked that far ahead?
Well, I even if we get those guys to the finals, I'm not sure we'll get into the top three. There's a little bit of separation. Modern Day's at 124 points, And then Wilson Central is in second at 99.5 points. So there's a 25-point gap between one and two. And then Bradley Central is at 96. So they're 3.5 points out of second place. And so right now, Brentwood, we're at seventh place. We're at 50 points. So not sure we're going to catch up with them. But in the team race, it's about having your numbers. And, you know, several of those teams have all 14 of their wrestlers here. And unfortunately, right now, with COVID and just things that are happening, it's hard to keep a full lineup together. That's what we struggled with a little bit this year at Brentwood, and not just us, but other schools as well. And I don't know, the COVID thing has really kicked us in the butt for the last couple of years. I don't know if the last two seasons we've ever been able to complete our full 14 starters that should be the starters at any given time, because we've always had somebody out here or there because of COVID. And so I sure hope this is the end of it.
Well, you're not kidding, brother. It's been something. But hey, the good thing about that is usually, hopefully, you got a younger guy gets to step up and get a chance. And, you know, they put in the, we talk about that all the time, right? They show up every day and they're on that mat getting better and competing. And so to see some of those other guys get a chance, that's always nice too. Well, you know, to get out there, and their mamas like to watch that and take pictures as well, right? So, but talk about Clark at 145. What do we need to do today? And what's he got, the road he's got ahead of him today in the semis?
Yeah, in his semifinals match, he's got a tough kid coming from Fairview, so it's a Williamson County matchup. It should be a good match. I feel like we should win the match. But Clark Vaughn is he's a great leader on our team. He's a sophomore. He's an underclassman, but he's like 39-3 on the year. He's had a great season. He's ranked number 5 in the state as a sophomore, and we're expecting big things out of him. So we're excited to see what he's going to do today. And then Wyatt Gibbs at our 170-pounder. He's a junior. And then our heavyweight Noah Dixon's also a junior. So these guys are all, you know, they're not seniors. We're not losing them next year. So we're reloading again next year, and the future is really bright at Brentwood, and we're excited for our team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, so you, today it's your tournament, and you all want to do well, but really the dual matches is where we really want to do well, want to get to that state tournament, in the dual state tournament. And so kind of give us the recap of the district dual season so far, and then what we got to do to make sure that we are one of those top teams going into the duels at the end of the season.
Williamson County, we're broken up into two districts, the north side and the south side. And so in the north side, you got Brentwood, Franklin, Centennial, and Ravenwood. And in the south side, you have Summit, Nolensville, Independence, and Columbia Central. And so the top two from the north wrestle the top two from the south. That's on the 25th of this month. And so right now, Franklin, Brentwood, and then we wrestle Ravenwood and Centennial this week to kind of see who's going to be number two in there. And then it's still up for grabs. There are four teams, I think, that are in the Brentwood, Franklin, Summit, and Nolensville. I feel like are leading us out a little bit, you know, in the top four. And that's still up for grabs, man. All those teams have wrestled each other so close. I'm talking like one match makes the difference in the dual score. And so those things can be turned around easy. If someone doesn't get pinned, the other team wins. So they've been some really exciting matches. And so on the 25th, which is about a week and a half from now, we'll battle it out to see who's number one and number two in our region. And then our region, Williamson County, will go and wrestle against the top two from the Memphis region. And then the top two go to the state dual tournament.
Yep. Well, you know, if you get through that, you probably got a pretty good chance to be successful, right? Hey, 20 teams, two-day event. How many people does it take to put on an event like this?
Wow. You know, I just came in this morning, and I was telling our ladies that are running our hospitality room, just what a phenomenal job and how we couldn't do it without them. And they turned around and said, hey, man, it takes a team. And it really does. From our tournament director to our security guards to our parents who are volunteering their time for custodial duties, concession stand workers. It takes our family, and that's what we call ourselves, our Brentwood wrestling family. And it takes every one of us. And so we're just proud and thankful that we have a good group of parents, kids, and fans that can come in and support us and continue this tradition at Brentwood High School.
What time y'all kicking off today, Coach?
We kick it off at 9 o'clock. The boys are in there getting warmed up right now. Yesterday there was 227 matches or so. Today we've got nearly 200 matches. The semifinals round should start around 10:30, 11 o'clock this morning. Sometimes I think they're the best matches of the tournament. The finals should start around 1 or 1:30. And this is going to be some real good wrestling. We should be done by about 3 o'clock today to get out of here before the weather comes in. And so it's going to be a good day at Brentwood High School.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be very exciting. Hey, will you be coaching in one of those cowboy hats? Do you have one to, like, kind of sport around today?
I've got a few, but I don't know if I'm going to be wearing one. But we've got 14 of them here that's going to be up for grabs. And but if you come over here, I'll put a cowboy hat on, and you put one on, and we'll get our picture together. How about that?
It would be epic. That would be epic. Hey, let's talk overall wrestling here. You know, you were a very good wrestler in your day. You think you still are, but you're not as good as you were. But that's okay. You were a very good wrestler back in your day. Doesn't matter. You know, I'm a big multi-sport guy. Doesn't matter if you're a multi-sport guy, single-sport guy, wrestling. Why are you such a big proponent of that making better athletes of our young men and women?
Yeah, like I said, wrestling is a survival sport, and you don't have you have a team around you, but when you walk out on the mat, you're in charge of your own destiny. And if you go out and get your butt beat, that's on you. If you go out and pull out the win and are victorious, that's on you, man. And so it teaches you a lot about yourself, just the determination and drive and the will to survive and succeed. And those characteristic traits that wrestling teach you will carry on through the rest of your life and make very successful people. But for all sports, and I tell people this all the time, you only know what you know. So if you didn't grow up around wrestling, and so you don't know. But, for example, for football, the best off-season football thing you can do is go wrestle, because it's going to teach you how to hand fight. So when you get on the line and you're going up against another nose guard or a tight end or whatever, you know how to get in there with your hands and move the guy and fight. And it teaches you balance. And those battles in football are one-on-one too. And so that's what wrestling teaches you. And I just think it's such a great sport for the off season for football. And, you know, a lot of college coaches, I tell kids all the time, if a college coach is looking at two linebackers and they're both completely equal, but one of them's a wrestler, I think you're probably going to choose the wrestler just because you know the survival factor and the mental game that he's got to be able to be tough. And so wrestling's a great left hand for the for football, for baseball, for a lot of sports. And so if you haven't been around wrestling, I encourage you to get out to a tournament, come out to a local match sometime, somewhere, just to experience it. I know that we had a local guy come out the other night who'd never been around. He's a basketball guy, Garth, you know Garth, and he was blown away. And he was like, whoa, man, I didn't know anything about this. This is crazy. This is great. When you get in a wrestling gym and two teams are battling it out, two guys are on the mat, coaches are screaming, the fans are screaming, the other athletes are screaming. It's absolute chaos. And, man, it's so exciting. So I encourage you to get out and check out the sport of high school wrestling.
Coach, you got me fired up, but you always do. Hey, thank you. Appreciate you being with us. Good luck the rest of the season. Good luck on the rest of your tournament. I know it's going to be a great one. The GP West Invitational, man. Great coach, great program, great tournament. So thank you. Have a great day. Hopefully the snow doesn't get you tomorrow. And we'll talk soon, brother.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. See you.
Yes, sir. Coach Damon Smith, Brentwood High Wrestling. Again, the GP West Invitational finishing up today. As he mentioned, it'll start at 9. The semifinal matches around 10:30, 11. Those will be fun to watch. Looking for something to do, get out there and check it out. Gateway Tires Athletes of the Week for the week, Paige Junior Braylee Bushman and Summit sophomore Landon DeSelli are your Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week this week. Bushman helped lead the Lady Patriots to a pair of nice wins last week. She had 13 points in a 67-28 victory over Stewart's Creek, and she had 18 points in a 74-43 victory over Columbia. DeSelli captured the 132-pound title last week at the Johnny Drennan Memorial Invitational. He went 4-0 to take that title over the weekend. He was the only Williamson County wrestler to take home a championship in the Johnny Drennan Memorial Invitational, only a sophomore. So congratulations to both Braylee and Landon. They're your Gateway Tire Athletes of the Week. Gateway Tire, proud home of the Yokohama Tires. The snow's coming again. You need some good shoes that you trust on your car. That's Yokohama Tire. They do brakes, oil changes, anything automotive, but body work. Get in there and let Garth and the boys take care of you. Gateway Tire. We'll be right back with Coach Troy Allen, Green Hill Hawk Basketball, right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 Zone. Welcome back to High School Sports Saturday. Terminix wants to remind you, they're in the business of protecting what matters most to you, and that is your house. Prevent a problem, treat a problem, two different things, and they can help you with both of them. Go to Terminix.com. You'll see a list of all the services that they take care of and provide: pest control, termite control, rodent control, mosquito control, crawl space, insulation. They do it all. All you got to do is go to Terminix.com or call 877-TERMINIX. If you can hear this show, you're in the listening area of this show and this station, you're in the service area of Robert Boyer and the crew in the Cool Springs office. I know them. I use them. I'm next to them. Attention to detail is their number one deal. You can tell by the way they park their trucks, their cars, how they're going to treat your house. So any of those services you need, and they'll come up on you quick, call 877-TERMINIX and get those scheduled now. Terminix, not in my house. We got Coach Troy Allen, Green Hill Hawk Basketball on the line. Coach, good morning.
Hey, Tate.
Appreciate you joining us, man. 67-60 victory over the Siegel Stars last night. One, that's a really good win over a really good program. Two, 500 wins, man. That's pretty big. I knew you'd been doing this a long time, but still, 500 wins. That's pretty strong. You're a wee guy, not a me guy, but kind of talk about how'd that feel last night?
It was pretty cool, actually. I was ignoring it, and my family was sort of into it, but I wasn't really into it. And our athletic director, EJ Wood, did a really good job after the game, brought my family to the locker room, and it was pretty neat. And the guys were excited, and it got a little emotional. Started thinking about some of the great people that I've been around, but it was a great night.
You know, I sit there and I saw that 500 wins. You've been doing it, what, 24 seasons a head coach?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so that's 20-plus wins a year. That's that Coach Bobby math class right there that I know you're well aware of.
yeah, that's impressive, Tate.
That's a lot of wins. That's a lot of consistency. That's a lot of great things. The first thing that came back to my mind was, I am so glad – when you were a 23-year-old offensive line coach at Hillsboro, I'm so glad that Ron Adelot ran your tail off of coaching football, because one of the best basketball coaches in the mid-state might not have been in the business. I'm glad he ran you out of football.
Yeah, coaching with him was a nightmare. No, it's funny. I look back at those 5 years I coached football, and I think I learned more in 5 years coaching football than I've learned doing anything else. Just I didn't know anything about football, really. Just played a little bit, and coach taught me everything, and taught me how to deal with people, and how to be relentless. And I wouldn't trade those 5 years for anything.
Yeah, very cool. Probably taught you how to, a program is a program, right? A football program is different than basketball, but it's taught you how to run a program, I'm guessing.
Well, people don't realize what he did, 25 years later, where we were 0-10, 0-10, and over there in football, and you know, then become a perennial state finalist, state, you know, champion, and what he did with that program and being a part of that from the ground level was nothing short of amazing. And you know, I learned everything. I just grew up under him, you know, and I'll be indebted to him forever.
Cool, man. Hey, that win made you 14-2 on the year. Anybody knows anything about a Troy Allen basketball team? They're going to play defense, right? And you all are doing that again this year, giving up 45 points per game, scoring 58. Want to talk about your team in a second, but that's kind of how you've built this thing through those 500 wins. Where'd that come from? Why were you built around defense?
I grew up with Coach Meyer at Lipscomb. Jerry's still one of my best friends. We played together when we were, from sixth grade on, and I was at their house. I was at every game, and I was at the Lipscomb games before the shot clock. So I was at the 48-42 games when it was all about half court defense. And you know, my basic defensive philosophy, and then I played for Mike Roller, who's, you know, I think he's the best defensive coach that's ever been around here. So I was fortunate in those ways to be around those two guys. And, you know, our defensive philosophy here hasn't changed a whole lot from what I learned when I was in sixth, seventh, eighth grade and on through high school. You know, we've tweaked it and we do different things a little bit, but you know, at the end of the day, it's still really the same stuff. So, I give those guys credit, and I mean, it was pounded into my head how to play man defense, and I'm real stubborn about it now. All my buddies are playing zone now, and I'm not going to do it. We need to sometimes, and I'm so stubborn I can't do it. So I'm going to go out with my last 10 years probably not playing a bit of zone.
Hey, man, you are what you are, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, you got to coach to your personality. That's the thing you learn. You know, it's what I believe in. We spend an hour every day working on it. We break it down every day. And, you know, I love it. I love teaching it. That's probably my favorite thing to do. And I love talking about it. Yeah, I think that's if I have a strength as a coach, that's it.
Well, I think another strength you have is young people follow you, but that's okay. I think that's,
you know, you fight to get kids to play hard and to play tough, and you know, to set up a climate at your place that, you know, you got, we're going to be tough, we're going to be consistent, we're going to do it every day. You know, playing man defense, you better be consistent, you better be tough, you better do it every day. And that's sort of what we're about here, and that's the program we're building here.
Talk about your point guard, Mo Rutland, 12 points per game, 4 assists. Guards their best guy every night. He's your kind of guy.
Yeah, he's one of the best I've been around. He's 5'8", 5'9", strong, tough. First year to play point guard, senior year, and he's one of those kids that just bring an energy to the program, an energy every time he steps in a room, steps on the floor. He's just a special person, and you know, he's our captain. He's leading this team and doing a really nice job.
Paxton Davis, 16 points per game, 40% from three. Somebody else is obviously coaching the shooting over there. Shooting guard, he's a player.
Yeah, he is a player. He's an all-around player. He's evolved into an all-around player. He's a really, really good defender. And he can shoot it. Played point guard for us last year, which really helped his game. And he's going to Lipscomb to play next year. He's having a really good year. He's really grown up and gotten really tough and plays the game really hard. Works in the game as hard as anybody I've ever been around.
And then you got the big man, Jason Burt, 6'6 center, 15 points per game, 64% from the field, averaging 6 rebounds a game. You don't see a whole lot of real good big men anymore. That's got to be a plus.
Yeah, we throw the ball inside, and you know, we play the game on offense a little bit different than most teams do now. We run a post player. We have a post guy in there every possession, and we're getting our eyes inside and throwing it inside. And he's got great hands. He's fearless. And he just keeps coming back for more. He had an incredible game. The last two games, he's just been incredible, finishing tough shots. And, you know, he's getting hammered. And he's just one of those guys that just does it every day, never complains, and is just an amazing teammate.
Sitting there at 14-2, losses to Father Ryan and Beach back-to-back, then that's it on the year. How good can this team be?
You know, we talked about it a little bit last night after the game, trying to be our best by January 25th. And, yeah, we continue to get better, I think. We always get better over Christmas at the Father Ryan tournament, and we got better over there. We learned some things. We're really trying to sort of solidify our fifth spot. We had a couple injuries early in the year, and we had some different people than we thought we were going to have. So if we can nail that spot down and we're playing seven or eight guys, you know, we're going to be a tough out. We're just because of how we defend, and we got some guys that can make some shots.
Troy, I think back to you talking about we were talking about the 500 wins. I can remember some of those Hillsboro Beach games. Back once you got that thing rolling at Hillsboro and the Mount Juliet Wilson Central game, you know, you and Darren Hillsboro Beach and the Mount Juliet Wilson Central games, you and Bond and those games and now Green Hill. But what's they're all important. I know that. And you love all your players and your teams. But what's a game or two in those 500 wins that just really, really jumps out at you?
Yeah, the Beach game in the sub-state, I guess that was my last year at Hillsboro. We'd never played against Beach, and it was double overtime. It was at Hillsboro, packed house, and just, you know, me and Darren talking about it every once in a while. It was an epic high school basketball game. We both think it's the best game ever played here, but we were involved in it. And that game, you know, really sticks out. A lot of tough losses stick out, a lot of region semifinal losses, a lot of sub-state losses stick out. I think was it the COVID year when we were rolling pretty good at Mount Juliet? Will Pruitt was a senior, had great seniors. We played Summit in the sub-state and played pretty flawless offensively. That game always stick out. Our offense was just rolling because of Will was such a special player. But, yeah, man, I was thinking about some old Maplewood games versus Winston Gamble. And I remember going to White's Creek back in the day when Jim Nolner had them rolling, winning a game at White's Creek when I was young. And, you know, I was like, man, we're on our way to being something special at Hillsboro. So, you know, you don't sit back and think about it much, but I did a little bit last night. And it's pretty, pretty neat.
We could have done an hour on this, maybe some that suitable, maybe not. What about the time Ronnie Siegenthaler about had the panic attack when he tried to separate you and Dennis King?
Yeah, Dennis had, speaking of learning a lot, you know, we were in the same league with Brentwood, and Dennis and I became really good friends, still talk. And I think he had every number in the scorebook wrong. Had a guy that smart doing something that stupid was unbelievable. And I didn't know the rule had been changed to one technical clears the book. And Siegenthaler came out of the crowd and butted his nose in it. And I got into it with him. And, you know, and then I found out after the game that I was wrong. So, but both of those guys have been really good to me my whole career. But yeah, that was great. That was at Hillsboro. That was those Brentwood Hillsboro games were pretty incredible.
To take a quote from our friend Les Trotter, There's times when people make a whole room uncomfortable. That night, you and Dennis King made the entire gym uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was back. Neither one of us were backing down. That was good stuff. Yeah, that's what I think. What's pretty neat about coaching is, you know, you can get into it like that, and then, you know, you're talking on the phone on the way home because you just got respect. I just respect real coaches. I just respect coaches that work at it. And, you know, Dennis is one of my all-time favorites, obviously. But, yeah, you can go at it hard, and then you're buddies, you know, right after the game.
Hey, man, congratulations. I know it's not over. Also, you know, to be able to have that many wins and to coach that many years, you got to have a very strong and a very loving wife. So Cynthia deserves as much credit for this.
No doubt. She got her first trip into the locker room last night for the post-game speech with my dad and one of my daughters. My other daughter's in school. So that was a surprise, and that was really neat. She loved it.
Congrats, brother. Proud of you, man.
Thanks,
good luck.
Thanks. I appreciate it, man.
Coach Troy Allen, Green Hill Hawk basketball, 500 wins. You don't do that without having a lot of really good teams, so really good players. Sportsman's Grill, if you're south of Nashville, that's your huddle point. Get to the Moore's Lane exit in Cool Springs, 1640 West Gate Circle. Look for the log cabin with the Christmas lights, and you'll know you're in the right place. $6 daily happy hour specials, nachos, cheese beans, queso, potato skins. Hey, it's cold outside. They'll have the fireplaces blazing, keep you nice and warm. Meatloaf. They got the meatloaf. They got the meatloaf melt. Neither one ever disappoints. Get you a couple of sides. Best dinner menu anywhere south of Nashville, the Sportsman's Grill. We'll be right back with Tom Crager of the Tennessean right here on High School Sports Saturday, 104.5 The Zone. Back to High School Sports Saturday, as you just heard, it's the time of the hour that we visit with our good friend Tom Crager of the Tennessean, always brought to you by Warner's Athletic. Tom, there were a couple of pretty big basketball games off Highway 100 last night.
There was. There's a saw probably the best girls team in the state and probably the best boys team in the state last night, and neither disappointed.
Nope, neither did. Let's start with the girls. Ensworth, 48-34 victory over Brentwood Academy, a couple of the top 25 state teams, a couple of your large class top 10 teams, and Jelani Cambridge, she never disappoints. 17 points last night against a really good Brentwood Academy team. She's special, isn't she?
She's number two player in the country for class of 2024 for a reason. And that was number one Ensworth taking down number 21 Brentwood Academy in our first Super 25 poll of the year. And, you know, the story for the year has really been her older sister, Kennedy Cambridge, who's been averaging about just a little under 18 points a game. She had, I think, 11 last night. And she was a little disappointed on her shooting performance. But, you know, she's had a great season, getting a lot of looks by a lot of SEC players. She's a senior, hasn't signed yet. It was a Jelani show, though. She had a great game. Coach Ralph from Vanderbilt was there watching. I know Florida State had coaches there watching Kennedy. So, big game. BA jumped out to, I think, a 7-2 lead. It's like, okay, we got an interesting one here. And then all of a sudden, Ensworth rattled off like 10 or 12 straight and kind of took control. And it was a very, very good game and a good prelude to the boys' game.
Yeah, it was. And then, as you mentioned, that one did not disappoint either. Brentwood Academy, 72-65 victory. They stay undefeated on the year, 14-0. Really, really playing well. You look at their schedule. I got to see them in the Next Level Hoop Fest tournament. And let me tell you something, that Norcross, Georgia team that they beat was legit. They beat them 56-55. But last night was the Ensworth win, big win. Tyler Tanner, 23 points, three of those are threes. If you haven't had an opportunity to watch him yet, he is fun to watch play.
Yeah, that was a fun game. And if you don't know off the top of my head when they play their second game, but I would look up their schedule and plan on being there over at BA because that was a fun environment and just a really good game to go to. That's number one, BA winning over number four, Ainsworth, in our Super 25 poll. You know, that was probably the only thing that had a few more technicals for celebration than I would have liked. I think sometimes you got to let the boys play and the girls play, too, for that matter. But great game. I'll be honest with you, Tate. I don't remember a BA team this good as far as this well-rounded. Of course, I mean, they were really super good with Darius, but I don't think they had the scoring depth that they had right now. The Tanner kid, Tyler Tanner, Trent McNair. You know, Trent McNair averaged about probably 19, 20 points a game. He's only averaging, I think, 12, 13 this year because he doesn't have to because they have so many more players that can score. The Nixon kid who had a back injury most of the last season, didn't play, got himself healthy and in shape, and he's playing really well. I mean, this team is going to be a hard out. If there's a better team, I know Beach is undefeated. I know Christian Brothers is undefeated. But if there's a better team than BA, I want to see them right now because they are playing with a purpose, and Matt has them playing really well right now.
Yeah, well, and you mean, hey, DJ Center, he had 15 points, you know, football guy, you know, so you're right. This is a deep, deep team. I would love to see a Brentwood Academy Beach game.
Yeah, that would be a classic, and, you know, and we might get our wish, at least against Christian Brothers. You know, if they at least made it to the state tournament, I think that'd be when they'd play, or in the postseason maybe if they if one of them lost and got back, put in a bad part of the bracket. But, you're right. I mean, Beach and BA would be a great game to watch. Beach is definitely on a roll. They're over 20 wins now for the season. So they're playing great ball there. You know, and here's the thing. I don't know about you, Tate, but with that fourth class of basketball, I'm having to, like, teach myself a lot with these districts on where they would play in the region and the sectionals. I mean, it's probably one of the most difficult basketball seasons when you start thinking of, like, postseason of potential matchups just because of the new class.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to go back and get recertified in your master's in bracketology with the change that they threw us with these four classes.
Yeah, and I know a lot of coaches really love that added class because, you know, it obviously it gives eight more teams a chance to go to the state tournament. I understand that, but I also think a lot of these districts that we had some really good districts, some really great battles, and with adding another class, I mean, we're not going to have near some of these classic battles. I think some of these districts are a lot more watered down where the interesting part isn't really going to happen until the region or region championship games.
Yeah. Hey, here's the great thing. If you missed last night's game and you're thinking, wow, I'd like to see the next one, all you have to wait till it's February 8th, Tuesday, February 8th. Both of the women and the men are playing again, BA and Ainsworth at Brentwood Academy. So go ahead and mark that one down if you want to go. Hey, who else in that large class? We talked about Beach on the boys' side, Brentwood Academy, obviously Ainsworth. Who in that top 10 do you think can really cause some noise come postseason?
Well, here's a couple of them off the top of my head. Cane Ridge, we got them 7. I don't think they've lost to an in-state team yet. Brandon Miller, hands down the best player in the state. I will take no discussion on anyone else. He's playing different level right now. If he stays healthy – if he's not the 4A Mr. Basketball, then people need to reassess what they do. I mean, he's just that good. I mean, like we talked about, I think last week, he jumped over a kid for a dunk. I mean, he's just a phenomenal player. There with him, they can beat anyone. If he's on, they're gonna be fine. Now, up in Upper East Tennessee, Morristown East is playing really good right now. So that's a team. If you're thinking about teams in the state tournament, Morristown East is going to be a team you're going to have to really, really think about. And also in our big poll there, I think they're a 2A school, East Nashville boys. I know Joe Spears had a chance to see them against Pearl this week. I mean, Jalen Jones, Gerard Taylor, I mean, two kids that can play. You know, they're number 11 in our Super 25 poll. And again, that's for those that don't know, all of our high school riders in the state are asked to vote 1 through 25, the best 25 teams in the state, all classes combined. I know we have an AP poll, and that puts them by classes, but we want to put see who the top 25 teams are. So East Nashville, they're a team that they should get to their state tournament pretty easily. I would be shocked if they don't. Lebanon, you know, Coach McDowell have them playing pretty well. They're a team that could do pretty well. But I like East Nashville. I mean, East Nashville is number one in the state in their class for a reason.
No doubt about it. Tom, all these teams that you're talking about, all these rankings, where can they find them?
You can find them on Tennessean.com. On our website, click on sports, then our high school page. Scroll down, you'll find those. Of course, you'll see a video. You see photos from last night's game. Video will be up shortly. You'll see all the top performers for the week. Joe Spears did a great job putting those together. Thankfully, for all the coaches that text, email, DM, any way they can get us the scores and who scored what. They do a great job there. So it's a really, really big list of who had the best games of the week.
Hey, brother, appreciate you. As always, you never disappoint. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Stay snuff in the snow, and we will be talking next Saturday.
Bye, man. We'll see you.
Tom Crager of the Tennessean, at Crager, at Tennessean. He is the man. That's it for today. Thanks to Coach Damon Smith, Brentwood High Wrestling, Troy Allen, Greenhill Hot Basketball. Tom Crager of the Tennessean, you for listening. Ryan Albanese for keeping us straight. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll talk next weekend.